Yeah, so hello and welcome. Today I want to talk to you about building your own algorithms for social networks in practice with Blue Sky custom feeds using Skyfeed, but also some others. So first, what's the problem? Proprietary algorithms, like most social networks right now, like Twitter, Instagram, and so on, use it, suck because they are designed to keep you on the platform for as long as possible, and how you direct your attention to basically see as many ads as possible, or, for example, influence how you react to specific content. You also have little influence on what the algorithm suggests you, and especially with most networks, you don't know how it works, so there's no transparency. And last issue, there's usually only one algorithm, which you can choose another. This is especially an issue on YouTube, for example, where the recommendation algorithm actually led to specific content produced that actually does well with this specific algorithm that YouTube uses. But having no algorithms also isn't a solution, because some networks don't have advanced recommendation algorithms, which is fine. They only have like a chronological timeline, hashtags or lists. And this, of course, gives you more control, and you usually spend less time with stuff you're not interested in. But it also limits your ability to discover new content, small profiles, which maybe don't like appear that much yet in the social graph, or follow more complex types of communities, which maybe use multiple different hashtags. Yeah, so short, what's Blue Sky? Blue Sky is a new decentralized social network. The key change is that everything is available publicly and can be publicly indexed in comparison to some other decentralized social networks like Mastodon, where you can also have things like private profiles. The main instance, BSky Social, is still invite only, but it will open federation early 2024. And algorithmic choice is a key design decision. So this was like the idea with the marketplace of algorithms. Basically, this is how they are implemented with so-called custom feeds. And anyone can publish a custom feed. You can see, I think it's, yeah, on the left, how such a record looks. And it basically just a JSON definition where you have like the title of the feed, a small description when it was created, maybe a profile image. And users can then search for these published feeds and then just use them or pin them to the homepage and so on. And on the right, you can see how one looks like in the official app. For example, this is a 37 3D feed which shows all feeds, stuff related to it. So how do they work? They work a bit like RSS feed. Yeah, you saw in the previous slide there was like a domain, skyfeed.me. And then basically this is resolved using a DID document, which basically just makes a HTTP request. And then it fetches, similar to an RSS feed, from the endpoint the request with the feed URL, and then has basically a list of URLs to posts, which are then basically populated by the app view proxy using. So the issue is, of course, you need some technical knowledge. You need to host the server somewhere and need more programming. So I made a thing called the Skyfeed Builder. It makes it possible to like build your own custom feeds with basic programming language with a visual builder. You can also edit JSON directly if you want. And it's just two clicks to publish a feed, so you can easily get started without needing to like self-host the content. Here's a more advanced example. This is the source code of the Congress feed. And as you can see, it like just inputs the entire network. And then you can do a regular expression search on the entire posts made in the last 7 days, filter out some stuff that often appears in URLs, for example, also have a second go, basically, which filters for CCC URLs in different fields, and then sort everything, remove duplicates, so on. A key part, of course, is transparency. So every single feed created using Skyfeed actually publishes the entire feed definition, so how it's built, all of the blocks, as part of the public feed record. So everyone who uses feeds can see how they work. And they can also, if you publish a feed, you can set a license like the UPL or MIT. And if it's like permissive, then there's also in the Skyfeed app a fork button, which you can use to just easily fork a feed. Of course, it keeps all the attribution and modify it, improve it, and so on. So what are the results of custom feeds on the network? They are really popular since they were introduced back in May. Most of them are made like for a specific community topic. So they say like RSS feeds, they show like the same thing to everyone. And are, for example, like specific community like birds, gardening, you can see them on the right, these are like the most popular ones. All of the data is also public, the statistics, of course anonymized, I don't collect any user data at all. There are over 24,000 published feeds already, of course not all of them made with Skyfeed, because you can like also develop your own, of course, which is just the beauty of this entire system. And users have now more control over which communities they exactly want to follow, and can also easily find like topics they're interested in. If they get like started, they can just find content they enjoy by looking for the individual topics. A small issue right now, privacy can still be an issue, because the feed generators right now get like the user ID who is requesting a feed. And for most feeds, this isn't really needed, because they just show the same content to everyone. There are also some personalized feeds. So that will hopefully improve soon. So thanks for your attention. You can try it on Skyfeed app. You need Blue Sky in, you need a Blue Sky account, but you can reach me there. You can reach me everywhere else. And source code of course, everything open source. So you can also sell for Skyfeed.